but he only has one bride. He says, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will wear our own apparel, and we'll clothe ourselves with our own righteousness, which is based on our own works. And we'll eat our own bread. We don't care what you have to say or tell us how to live. We'll have our own doctrine. He says, only let us take thy name. He says, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. There's many who will take his name for name only. They'll take that name for name only. They won't eat his bread that he's provided. They won't wear the garments he's provided. They only want his name. The Lord Jesus Christ taught over in the book of Matthew. He says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So there are some in this world that only know him by name. They don't know him by a sense of relationship, fellowship. They'll take his name once, one day a week, and then they'll go out here the rest of the day and live their own life the way they want to. They'll wear their own apparel and they'll eat their own bread. Just let me be called by thy name and take away my reproach. A true bride has never, not only should she want to take his name, she should also want to live in his name. Have you ever wondered why a woman takes her husband's last name? Go over here to the book of Genesis in the 5th chapter. In the 2nd verse it says, male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. Adam and Eve, they were both created, and yet God called them Adam. Called them by Adam's name. Do you realize that in eternal heaven, the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ will be called by his name? It's not a matter about here trying to establish a name of my own. I've heard women who say, well, I want to keep my maiden name. I don't want to take my husband's name. Well, let me remind you, you're going to take somebody's name. That was ever known about you, I don't know. You're going to take somebody's name. You're either going to take your husband's name or you're going to take your daddy's. Which one is it? You're going to take somebody's name. I say, as a bride, she ought to be willing to take her husband's name. Just as the Lord's bride ought to be willing to take his name, and not only his name, his bread, and also his apparel. Righteousness that he has provided to cover our sins and the means that sustain us in our lives daily, our bread. He is the bread of life. As we say, I am the bread of life. We ought to be willing to take that. And all our honor and all our praise and all our thanksgiving ought to be back to his name and to him. And God bless you. Keep us moving. I'd like to take this opportunity for brothers to doors open here for the reception members. If there's one more here that like a home of this church or any church representative, you have the right to what you desire to know while we're here. I want to thank you for your kind attention. Thank you for your presence. And most of all, I want to thank you for you better pray for me. I do want to thank you for that. I need your prayers. serving. I want you to know you've been in mine. And so I hope the Lord will bless you through the upcoming portion of this week. And Lord willing, I hope that he'll bless us to meet together again. And whenever we do come back together, I hope this young was in the praise and the honor of the name which is above every name. And that our hearts and our knees will be willing to bow in the name of Jesus. And God bless you, people. Let's stand and sing a song that's in the right hand of fellowship. That's why I like that song, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds. And that's a beautiful song. Let's sing that one again. How's that? Page 146. There's no law that says we can't sing that song again. Maybe this time we ought to sing it with a little more meaning. Excuse me? 246. Last hymn. And we'll sing the right hand of fellowship. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his tears, and drives away his fears. It makes the world its spirit whole, and calm the troubled breast. It moves not to the heart, soul, and to the weary rest, and to the weary rest. Here in name, the rock on which I build my shield, and hide in place my never-failing treasure, refilled with boundless stores of grace, with boundless stores of grace. Jesus, my shepherd, third husband, bring my prophet, priest, and king, my Lord, my life, my way, my end. Accept the praise I bring. Accept the praise I bring. We want to again invite you all to come back. We want you to have a safe journey to your homes. I know it's a day to day, you normally get together with family or whatever. And two, I want to make another point before I go quickly. I know I normally should shut up when I hit the floor, but it's not one of my strong points. If there are people too, I should have made this point, there have been circumstances in life and children and those of us who grew up maybe didn't have the best of names. Our parents, there are some parents in the world that don't pass on a good name to a child. That does not mean that you cannot start, not young. And it's work. It's a work, especially for these young. It's going to be harder for them. It's always been hard. But it's going to be harder for them now. My brother's a school teacher. And he's a coach of a high school baseball team. He said, you know, Dwayne, he said, you know, I graduated maybe, I think, around 87, 88. And he said, it's a whole different ball game, really, now, with the students that are coming through. The things they're seeing and the temptations they see, it's not even funny. And so we need to be praying for him. God will give them the grace to maintain their own name. And even more important, to maintain his name. To maintain his name, and your name will work out just fine. So I hope and trust that you'll be praying for your children. You say, well, my children are up and gone. I'll tell you right now, I'll be the first to admit, I am my dad's and mom's child, and I still need those prayers. I don't care if you're 95 or 5, you still need to pray. So may God bless us and keep us. We're going to pray with you this message, please.
Eternal God, I thank you, Father, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this privilege to be here this morning. I love to serve you, Lord. I bless your blessing, Lord. May your blessing be upon the Lord, God.
Thank you.